Available only at hempusa.org. Microplant powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world.
Welcome, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We've moved to our new slot. Thanks so much to all at RBN, the guys handling all the technical stuff. They done good. It's the 26th of January, 2015. So, new schedule for those who don't know. He'll have a shock tonight at 6 o'clock. Four to six Pacific. Is that right? You know, I am so bad with this. Five Mountain, six to eight Central, and seven to nine Eastern. And those are all the time zones I know. Sorry. So, folks, today I wanted to I wanted to talk to you about something because, you know, I read you guys sort of the notion of this Jubilee thing. And it's got me, like I said, there's not a lot that freaks me out when it comes to economics and economists. But when you hear, a Jew, a rabbi, literally come out and say, look, everything that we've ever done has been on a specific, according to a specific calendar, according to the Jewish calendar, not our calendar, the international Jewish calendar, if you will. Everything happens at a specific time, and that we are coming upon the probably one of the greatest examples of a jubilee that will ever transpire, probably transpiring into a world war, in the notion of change of empire, or in just the complete, what will definitely happen is a complete jubilee of debt. However, that's not necessarily our debt, and that's what I want to talk to you folks about tonight. Now, the first thing I want to open up by saying is that in no way am I predicting or telling you anything is going to happen in September. I want to make sure that's clear. I'm not selling you anything. I don't want you to buy something in preparation. That's not my point. My point is that as someone who has examined for over 5 years now, the financial statements of government, who understands the inside and out of the comprehensive financial reporting system, one of the few in the country that that is not working for government that actually talks about it. I'm issuing what I would say to be a warning, just to be aware that there is something in the works. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to happen, but I'm going to say, hey, this is the first time that I've seen anything close, even remotely close. Honestly, with all the groups out there, all the websites, all the motley fools, it's the first time I've ever seen anything that actually makes sense. It's the first time I've ever seen anybody say, yes, I can see and I know why economies crash, why wars are started, why empires are built and lost at the same time, why the stock market crashes, why certain things like legal abortion happen on certain dates in the Supreme Court, not just that they happen, but that they happen at certain times, no different really than us deciding to basically sacrifice our children. Unborn children, that is, to the god Baal. I was watching a video today on the International Bank of Settlements. And, you know, the video was very interesting because it made a very good point. Now, we've said often that, you know, who is it? What is it? What authority, what power is it that you can't talk about? Well, we know the answer to that. Or one of the last remaining countries that it's not illegal or a hate crime to actually tell the truth about history and to talk about Zionism and Judaism and even the Holocaust, to actually examine it for what it really was. We can do that still for a limited time only. However, there's another untouched area that I'd like to discuss real quick, and that is Switzerland. And the International Bank of Settlements is in Switzerland. The Switzerland, if you look at a map, you'll see that Switzerland is in between Germany, France, Italy, and one other country I can't think of at the moment. And yet it was untouched, unspoiled by the war efforts of Germany and the allies against Germany. Why is that? Well, it's the banking center of the world. Its flag, its seal, its arms are the Swiss flag. You're familiar with that. It's on every Swiss Army knife. You see the coat of arms. Basically, what we're talking about is the Templars. That's the nation of the Templars. That's the banking institution. I was looking up words like Templar and Knight. And, you know, this goes back to the notion of sort of a controlled, presented history that isn't true. I'm actually now questioning just about every part of history since I've seen some things here that have warranted such questions. I'm questioning just what the Templars were. You know what my opinion is? My opinion is that the Templars were nothing more than attorneys. Knights. What happens when you get knighted? Let me give you some examples. George Bush was knighted. Alan Greenspan was knighted. Bob Hope was knighted. Lots of people are knighted that have never put on a suit of armor in their life. So what makes you think that the Templars were any different? What makes you think that the Templars were not just a bunch of attorneys? I mean, they're knights, yeah, but what does that really mean? It's a social status. It's a legal status offered under the crown or under the church. It's not that different from Esquire, honestly. So what was it about these guys? Well, you know, think about what Switzerland is. Why is it that Switzerland has been untouched in all these wars? Why is it that Switzerland is the international has the international bank of settlements? Why is it that Switzerland is the financial structure of the whole world? Why is it safe? What is it about Switzerland that makes it so safe? Sure, they require all of their citizens to have arms. That's little a arms, as in weapons. Yeah, that's important, but that certainly isn't going to prevent anybody from taking over that country. What is it about Switzerland, like the Holocaust, for instance, that we can't talk about, that we can't touch, that we can't go to war with? Well, there's something there, folks. If that's the nation of the Templars, well, and all of our systems of money are kind of based on it. There's your Austrian economics, if you will. I don't know. There's something to it. But what I will say is that I really doubt that it will be touched in any way, shape, or form in any world war. It would just make sense after the last few that would be the case. We even in common parlance we say, well, Switzerland, hey, Switzerland, I'm neutral, right? Neutrality. Well, what does that mean, neutrality? Wars are based on economics. Wars are based on money. What does it mean to be neutral in money? You ever think about that? Well, international Jew, international settlements. I don't know. Something there. I just really don't know what to say. But what I will say is that I've been contemplating the concept of a change of empire. As I've been going through all these financial statements for all governments across the world, we're all in the same basic accounting systems. Canada and the United States are on almost the exact same accounting system. We use different words. I can pull up the comprehensive annual financial report for such entities as the Vatican, for the Crown. I could pull up basically the real financial reports, not just the budgets that you see. You can find them for just about every corporation that is a governmental agency or a church. That is a corporation. You can find it for anywhere around the world. There's no excuse for anyone out there not to know, for instance, the fact that Texas is hiding all of its money from its people in all of its accounts. I actually found that report and it was pretty amazing. I did a show on it not too long ago. Trillions and trillions of dollars that the people of Texas have no idea it even has. All of it, though. And the reason why it's not shown as a disposable type of income, something that can be used for taxpayer purposes, in other words, to help you, is because it's all wrapped up in investment. So the question then becomes, what can governments invest in? And they're very limited. The private associations are very, very clear that a government can only invest in certain types of securities and debts. Well, why is that? They can invest in funds, which in turn invest in debt. When I look at the CalPERS report, I find nothing but debt. And if it's not debt, it's merely the representation of some cash thing, which they call cash equivalents, etc., etc., etc. I noticed that as far as domestic cash equivalents, very interesting that CalPERS, all of their cash equivalents were cashed in. They were already due. Every single one of them. This is kind of freaky, actually. Every single one of them, when I go to domestic, is that right? Domestic cash equivalents, I see that every single one of them was paid off in the month of 7/2013. So July 2013, every single cash equivalent had a maturity date, low interest rate, but a maturity date of July, with the exception of just a very few handful, most of them government. When we come back, we'll explain further. Stay tuned.
We're lost in space and the earth is your home.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So if you start looking in some of these government reports, it's pretty amazing, actually, when you see what government is loaning. So, okay, so I'm a CalPERS member. I'm counting on CalPERS to be there for my retirement. I contribute my money. In other words, I pay tribute to CalPERS, the god, in hopes that the god is still there. I contribute. All right. So what I don't do, though, as the average typical American idiot, is that I don't look and see what it's actually invested in. For instance, as an equal beneficiary of this thing, I would be very interested that every single cash equivalent, which are basically loans, if you will, are given out at almost 0%. Here's 0.00, 0.01, 0.12. I see nothing starting with anything but zero. Some of the beneficiaries of the loans are the Dover Corporation, Deutsche Triparty Repo, Barclays Bank Cash Collateral, Colgate Palmolive, BMW US Capital, Barclays again, Baker Hughes Incorporated, etc. Illinois Tool Works, JP Morgan, Koch Industries, Coke, I guess that is. We don't know about Coke. And it goes on and on and on. Sigma Aldrich Corporation, which I believe is healthcare, Rockwell Collins, Siemens Capital. So, yeah, including a government STIF for over $7 billion. I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, so they're actually investing in things, but then making no money on their investments. So people are basically giving their money to CalPERS every month, contributing, making a tribute, giving away their money. They have no actual equity in that anymore, unless they withdraw the money before it crashes, before it goes bankrupt. In other words, anything that's paid out is simply a ticket to ride. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. You lose all your money that you've put into it. It's a gamble. Nothing more than a gamble. Pension funds are nothing more than a gamble. Just ask the people who've lost their entire retirement, or what we call retirement. Of course, retirement just means, hey, you were employed, we were using you for your labor, now we're going to put you out to pasture, and we'll feed you some hay and, you know, that kind of thing. That's what retirement actually means to them. You're too old to be employed for your labor. And we're going to throw you the bone, throw you this little bit of money, because you actually think that it's nothing or anything but just debt, more and more debt. So everything is in this fund is basically debt. It's either the only thing that I actually do see, which is again not really a form of an asset, it technically is cash. The every government out there, especially the pension funds, they like to invest in foreign currency. So you're allowing them to basically invest in a different currency as a hedge against the U.S. dollar. So again, when I look at all of these domestic, in other words, within the United States. When I look at the domestic corporations that was the ones I just read, they all matured in 2013, 1 year and about 1 month ahead of the scheduled jubilee. I find that to be very interesting. Now, why is it then, when I look at international of the same thing, let me actually find that just so I don't misquote myself. When I look at, international currency, I see, every other country out there, every other nation that has a decent dollar. I go to the asset-backed securities and I see nothing but debt in here. Again, just American Home Mortgage Investments, Equity Loan Trust, Securities Corporation, accredited mortgage loans, financial asset trusts, Countrywide Home Loans, Citigroup Mortgage, Bear Stearns Mortgage. It's all I see in here. just page after page. Again, what are these? These are promises to pay. $6.2 billion worth in promises to pay. And then we go to corporate bonds. What are corporate bonds? Well, see, this above all else makes me very upset, because corporate bonds are nothing more than, all right, we are going to collect tax money and accept contributions from people who have no idea what a pension fund actually is, just an investment scheme, and we're going to take their money and we're going to invest it in corporations. We're going to put that money towards building corporations by loaning them money. Now, here we see a little bit bigger of interest rates, and we see that a lot of these dates are past the date that we're talking about in September, but all of these are corporations. So these loans, okay, so this is why, this is, now remember, what we're looking, this is so hard to explain, but what we're looking for before was cash equivalents, all right? The difference between that and a bond is a loan from the pension fund to the corporation, whereas before it was just a cash equivalent, which would be equivalent to trading it for a dollar, basically. Sort of like you could trade the dollar long ago for a piece of gold. All right? But these are loans, so these are just basically promises to pay. In other words, it's debt that can be forgiven in a jubilee. Corporations can be forgiven their debt. Taxpayers are out of their money. Pensioners are out of their money. Because the jubilee, you see, the simulation, the simulacrum, the fictional jubilee, if you will. And we see all the corporations that you wouldn't want your money to go to. Let me give you an example. Where is it? There's American Express. Just cry. You guys gotta just pull one of these reports up. I swear, it's just, you know, Canadian Natural Resources, Caesars Entertainment, Las Vegas Casinos, in other words, Cablevision. Usually it's, oh no, it's not in this one. Usually one of the worst groups is the Carlyle Group. Carlyle Group is not only America, but internationally. The pension fund's one of the main investors in Carlyle Group, for God's sake. I mean, it's just, so that means Carlyle Group, in a jubilee, would lose all of the money that it borrowed from taxpayers through pension funds or through other government investments. So what I'm basically saying here is that all of this money that has been stolen from you through your own voluntary ignorance of what a pension fund is, all you pensioners out there, again, all your money is invested in debt. This is why investors today, they say, you know, you ask them what they're investing in, they say nothing but debt. What about the stock market? No, it's going to crash. What about gold? No, you don't invest in gold. Use gold as a hedge. You don't... Something I want to talk about today. You don't invest in gold. You don't do gold because it's going to be worth more in dollars. You do gold because the dollar's going to tank, and you hope to trade in your gold for the same amount you bought it for in dollars. That's why you get gold. You don't get gold for any other reason. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I don't know what to tell people other than, you know, the pension funds. I understand the American dream, just a nightmare that feels like a dream. I understand that there is a sense of reason and logic that has been instilled in people. It's the same reason and logic that's been instilled in people to buy gold etc. And we're going to get into that. But look, it's not your money. That's all I can say. It's only your money as long as the pension fund is open. And that money is sitting there with your permission, basically, but it's also your permission for that money to disappear. We have to understand that, because it's not your money, it's their money. You're just a user, remember that. You're deciding, you're again paying tribute to the pension gods. You have to understand that you can withdraw what you've put into it, but you cannot take anything else. In other words, you have no equity in the overages, the equity itself that is supposedly there for people to be paid out with. That's all from future interest, etc., etc. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're a pensioner, I get it. It's been your life goal, your dream. I understand. But what you don't know is literally going to kill you in the future. In other words, what you don't know is that you have no safety net. All of your money is, well, how do I put this? The best way I can say this is that you've given your money to an attorney. And you've said, okay, attorney, please invest this money for me. Okay? It's now your money. And in the future, I'm going to live off the money that you accumulate and are able to pay me according to contract, etc., etc. And I agree, attorney, that if you lose the money, if your company goes bankrupt, if you decide to leave the country, change of empire, if the Bar Association decides to leave, whatever, it's your money. I completely concur with that, and you can take it and I'll have nothing. Literally, that's what you've done. You've given your money to an attorney and agreed that it is his money to play around with as much as he wants. Well, what is an attorney going to do? exactly. Well, it's what government is. A bunch of attorneys. Remember, they're representatives of the people. Remember? They're just attorneys. They're people we attorn our power to. That's it. Nothing else. You don't have to be a bar attorney to be an attorney, an agent. All right, so you've given your money to an attorney, and you've given them carte blanche, literally, to do anything they want. And as long as the attorney still has the money, you have an agreement with the attorney that you can take your money back, say, okay, I'm done playing with this game. You go ahead and keep whatever interest or whatever profits you've made off of my money. I just want my initial principal back. Okay, we're done, end of story. And now I have everything that I've saved, without any reward for doing so, which is the way it should be anyway. All right. That's basically what a pension fund is. It's just a bunch of attorneys. And trust me when I say, hundreds of millions of dollars of your money, all of you collectively, just in CalPERS, goes to pay brokers and accountants and attorneys and everybody else just to keep the fund going. All right, so just a bunch of attorneys, no matter how you look at it, just agents. And they are allowed by government to invest in certain things, and only certain things, and that's very purposeful because, well, my understanding at this point is that the reason, when I look at the difference between the corporate bonds, which are loans from the CalPERS to corporations. So all CalPERS has now is a promise to pay that is at a book value and a market value of a certain amount and with a certain rate and with a certain maturity rate date. And all of those are past September 2015. And then I look at what were cash equivalents, which needed to be cashed in, or they just sit there. And if there's no cash, there's no equivalent. Those are done. Those are paid off. All of them, almost all of them at least, ended in 2013. There are none left. The only thing left is debt. Now, and as I go through this, of course, the only real thing that's actually worth any value, technically, if we consider value as cash, then you have the investment in real estate. You have the investment in, but those are mortgages, so we can't be confused between an investment in real estate and an investment in a mortgage. So that's all debt, all right? There are certain holdings of actual real estate. Those are actually valuable. Those are considered as valuable. But the mortgage itself, merely an investment in a future promise to pay. That, in my opinion, is what's going to be, quote-unquote, jubileed. That is what is going to be disappearing. And therefore, all the money that went from the pension funds to the corporations that was handed over to them by taxpayers and by pensioners is going to disappear. That means the pension fund is going to go broke, if not simply go down to the point where it cannot fulfill its obligations. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm saying that this is the reason I could never figure out why all of this was happening, why everything government invests in is debt, why the entire Social Security fund has not a drop of money in it, and that it is only based and valued upon the promises to pay of government, federal securities, etc., etc. Why is it that government is totally invested in debt? And the only answer that I can come up with and have ever come up with is just recently when I discovered that possibly, according to this Jewish calendar, that the Jubilee, the end of a 70-year cycle, what happened 70 years ago? Remember? Well, we weren't alive, most of us. That whole Banking Emergency Act in 1933, Federal Reserve, the Great Depression, etc., leading to a new currency, the confiscation of gold, a non-gold-backed security. Yeah, so we're in a place now where the same sort of thing is happening, and of course an emergency will be declared, and there will be no law. What I'd like to actually talk about, though, is I have decided that I'm going to make a stand on something that no one else is talking about. We've all been enamored. We you know, it started, as far as I'm concerned, with the GCN model, the Alex Jones GCN model, where these guys buy up tons, well, not tons, that's just an exaggeration, but they buy up a bunch of gold at $100 an ounce or $80 an ounce, whatever it was back then when they started back in the late 1990s there. And then they start in a very organized campaign, organized at the highest levels, to promote gold. To promote gold to the average person. Now, I want to say about this, and of course the gold price has raised and raised and raised and raised and raised, gotten to a ridiculous level, for which they say is has nothing to do with them. Of course, they're the ones pushing the price up so that they can get paid off for their earlier investments, you see. Now you see it going back down. Nothing is reasonable about the price of gold. Absolutely nothing is reasonable. What is reasonable is the statutory price, as we've talked about, at $42.29. That's what it's worth. Doesn't matter what the market value says. The gold itself is worth $42.29. That's what it will be. That's what it's statutorily priced at, and that is the way it should be. That's what you'd found a country with, is a statutorily priced gold. However, the Federal Reserve, in holding, Federal Reserve will tell you it has no gold. Well, that's because it only has gold certificates. That's a representation of gold. But you see, what the Federal Reserve has been doing over the years, many, many, many decades, they've been trading their paper. You see, they've been putting their paper as commodities up on the market. But they're not going by the price of $42.29. They're going by the market value. We'll explain further when you get back.
Research. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it. Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Think like water. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on. We don't make mistakes. We just have happy accidents. You can do anything that you want to do.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You know, I was just looking for I think that's it. I'm looking for an old article I wrote where instead of having to pull up the CAFR, by the way, if you want to see the audit for the Federal Reserve, the one that Ron Paul wouldn't talk about, the actual audit of the Federal Reserve, been there since its inception. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report or Annual Financial Report. And it's available to you. It's very, very, it's actually pretty simple to find. They're very forthcoming with it. Not many people know to look for it, so they're not too worried that you might find out that all the stuff you learn about it is untrue. They kind of like their sort of dark, shadowy, false presence among us. We think it's the enemy when it's actually just a corporation of government. Oh, no, but it's not federal. Yeah, I challenge you to prove that. It's ridiculous. I want to read from you out of the Federal Reserve and from it's printed actually in both. It is called the CAFR, and it is in both the United States government CAFR and it is in the Federal Reserve CAFR. Every government agency, corporation, municipal or otherwise, has to have a CAFR. That simple. You can go to federalreserve.gov and simply go to the annual report section and you'll find it. You can read 500 and something pages, the whole audit of the Federal Reserve, if you want to, or you can keep believing the complete BS that's being promoted to you by all these people out there. I mean, really, I spent so much time debunking this, probably unabashedly. But here's actually what it says. It's kind of small here. Let me see if I can punt this up. Come on, computer. All right. Here is what government says. It says, quote, gold is valued at the statutory price of $42.2222 or 2/9%. Or dollars, excuse me, per fine troy ounce. Oh, but there's no gold in the vaults. Yeah, that's not true either, folks. It's just something to get you all riled up. It's not true. The number of fine troy ounces was 261,498,900 troy ounces of gold as of September. This is an old report, but it's probably about the same. As of September 30th, 2010 and 2009, the market value of gold on the London fixing was back then $1,307 per fine troy ounce as of September 30th, 2010. And that was up from $996 the year before. So $400 in just 1 year. Oh, yeah, that's reasonable. Gold totaling $11.1 billion as of September 30th, 2010, was pledged as collateral for gold certificates issued and authorized to the Federal Reserve Boards by the Secretary of the Treasury. Gold certificates were valued at $11 billion as of September 30th, 2010, 2009, which are included in Note 19 and other liabilities. By the way, this is from the GAO. This is from the this is the government's CAFR, actually. So, in other words, it's saying that the gold is a liability. The Federal Reserve has the notes, the paper gold. That's why the government holds the gold in its vaults. There's four vaults, not just Fort Knox. Fort Knox holds treasures way more valuable than the gold we're talking about, which again is $261 million as of 2010, $261,498,000 troy ounces of gold. Treasury may redeem the gold certificates at any time. Foreign currency is translated into U.S. dollars at the exchange rate of fiscal year end. The foreign currency is maintained by various U.S. federal agencies and foreign banks. So what is What is collateralizing the U.S. dollar? That's the question. Not what is backing it. It is not backed by anything. But there is a pledge of collateral. So in other words, you can't trade it in for the what's backing it. You can only rest assured, if you will, that there is a collateral behind it. So, and that is 261 million AIDS. But that's also you, your property. It's also what are they called? Foreign currencies and special drawing rights are also backing it. So we understand. The statutory price is $42.29 per troy ounce. Fed is holding 261,498,000 ounces, troy ounces of gold. That equals $11.41 billion. Okay, so write what it said about $11 billion. Their math is correct. Gee, what a shocker. All right. There, at this time when I wrote this, there was 908 billion 600 million dollars in actual circulation. All right, according to the statutory price of gold, the dollar then is worth 12 cents in gold. In other words, if you took all that gold as the collateral, the part that it's collateralizing it, according to what's in circulation, this is again in 2010, was about 12. That meant every troy ounce of gold was worth, covered about 12 cents in collateral for each dollar. I'm sorry, that's not right. 0.012 cents is what it was. So just over a cent per dollar when you combine and divide the collateral into the actual statutory worth and value of the gold backing the dollar. The dollar is collateralized. The market price, however, now remember, who's holding the certificates? Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve plays with those certificates. In other words, it says, well, we've got a promise to pay. We've got a debt instrument here. We're going to go, we're going to take that, we're going to use that as collateral for our investments. Well, what is that gold worth at the market value? Now, in 2010, that was 1,300 per ounce, 1,307 to be exact. So the Fed is holding that much, 261,498,900 ounces of gold on paper. Now, when we look at the market value of that compared to the $11 billion it was, the statutory price, $42, well, now we're talking about $341.7 billion. So you can see that the equity that they can play with on their gold certificates, especially when it went even higher up into the, what was it, 1,800 or so? I don't remember. Ridiculous, ridiculous growth. So they're playing right there. They've got 200, no. No, let me restate that. They've got $330 or so billion dollars in collateralized paper that they can trade on the market because the statutory price says that it's worth $42.29. No matter what, that's what it's worth. So they can literally lose that much if they want. Of course, they are the market. They are the controllers of everything. So they're going to just keep making money and more money and more money off of this collateral. You see, there are 908 billion 600 million dollars in circulation. So according to the market price of gold back then it was worth 37 cents per dollar, the collateral, as opposed to 1 cent per dollar at the statutory price. You see how that works. It's very organized, the crime. This is why I always say government is nothing more than organized crime, and the Federal Reserve was nothing more than the control of banks in organized crime. It's not really what you thought. It was a necessary thing, and people don't like to hear that because it reined in the corruption, all the printing of money out of thin air, but now it was controlled by the organized syndicate, and that's very used very, very much to profit. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned. With finance.